Hamilton County Board of Education, quarterly session called order. Roll call, Ms. Ford.
Mr. Galloway.
Here.
Dr. Highlander.
Here.
Ms. Horn.
Here.
Dr. Martin.
Here.
Ms. Mosley.
Here.
Mr. Ricks.
Here.
Mr. Testerman.
Here.
Ms. Thurman.
Here.
Chairman Welch.
Here.
Interim Superintendent Kelly.
Here.
We have three amendments to the agenda. The first, after our pledge and meditation, we have a proposal to discuss on the sale of the East Brainerd property with Dr. McDade. Under delegations, we have Mr. Lance Myhan. And then under C, item C, administrative business matters, Mechatronics Academy and MOU, an update to the MOU. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Dr. Martin, a second by Dr. Highlander. Roll call, Ms. Ford.
Mr. Galloway.
Yes.
Dr. Highlander.
Yes.
Ms. Horn.
Yes.
Dr. Martin.
Yes.
Ms. Mosley.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Yes.
Mr. Testerman.
Yes.
Ms. Thurman.
Yes.
Chairman Welch.
Yes. At this time, we have Ms. Sherry Robertson, principal of Calvin Donaldson Elementary, that will give our meditation and lead our pledge to the flag.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Today I'm going to read a poem that I read to my staff just to kind of, at the beginning of the year, to kind of get our hearts and minds of one accord, and so I thought that would be very fitting to read today. The title of the poem is Children Will Listen. This is written by Stephen Sondheim. Careful the things you say, children will listen. Careful the things you do, children will see and learn. Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you for which way to turn, to learn what to be. Careful before you say, listen to me, because children will listen. Careful the wish you make, wishes are children. Careful the path they take, wishes come true, not free. Careful the spell you cast, not just on children. Sometimes the spell may last past what you can see and turn against you. Careful the tale you tell, that is the spell, because children will listen. And so again, that's a poem that I read to my staff, because that's the reason that we're in school. All children should have an advocate, and all children should feel safe when they come to school and loved. So that sets our hearts and our minds to the real reason that we're here and why we do what we do. So now, if you'll join me, we'll stand and we'll say the pledge. Attention. Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, Dr. McDade, we have had an offer been brought to the board on the sale of the East Brainerd property.
Thank you, Dr. Welch. Members of the board, we do have brought you the best offer that we've got for the East Brainerd property, and I've asked a realtor to come up and just kind of share with you what we're looking at.
The first thing is we did notify, put notice in the Herald to meet state code. And we now have an offer for $4.5 million from Legends Holdings Incorporated to purchase the property.
Do we have we need a motion and a second, then we can begin discussion. Do we have a motion?
I make the motion we accept the offer for the property.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Dr. Highlander, a second by Ms. Thurman. Do we have discussion?
Just have one question. Mr. Bennett, were we able to ascertain what our net would be out of this contract for the county school system?
Yes, sir. After you consider the fees and the closing costs, we're going to net approximately $4.14. So... Yeah, sorry.
So that's four?
As soon as Mr. Reed started giggling, I realized I'd misspoke. $4,140,000 conservatively.
The only thing that I would say, I've looked at the contract and I'm supportive of it. The only thing that I would just say to my fellow board members is that I would like to see us, when we consummate this sale, to take this 4.14, whatever it ends up being exactly, and put it in a separate fund that we use just for capital improvements. I know we have two funds now. Is that correct, Mr. Chairman? Ms. Christie, don't we have two?
We have one capital maintenance and repair fund, and then the general operating budget covers the daily repairs.
But I guess my point is with this money is I want to see us to use this just for capital. We are coming into a windfall if we indeed consummate this sale, and I'd love to see it go just for capital improvements across our district. I know we've talked about that before, but it seems like sometimes that money gets put into the general fund, into the rainy day fund, and then we end up using it. And I don't know, Mr. Chairman, if we need to create a separate fund, if we can do that, where we just touch this money for capital improvements. I don't know if this is the time to do that or if when we actually make, you know, close on the sale, but I do think that's something that needs our attention.
I think that you said it correctly. When this is consummated would be the time to have that discussion. Right now, I think we're just proceeding towards that. So.
But I think that's important. That's all I can say.
Dr. Highlander?
That led to my next question. How long can we expect to wait before consummation of the sale?
It will be probably 6 months.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion? Roll call, Ms. Ford.
Mr. Galloway.
Yes.
Dr. Highlander.
Yes.
Ms. Horn.
Yes.
Dr. Martin.
Yes.
Ms. Mosley.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Yes.
Mr. Testerman.
Yes.
Ms. Thurman.
Yes.
Chairman Welch.
Yes.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fisher. We will move on to recognitions and presentations. Dr. Kelly, I believe you have our student board member.
Yes. At our last meeting, the incoming Superintendent Student Advisory Council chairman was unable to attend due to competing in the regional track meet. So tonight, Ms. Jaden Snakenberg, our outgoing student representative to the board, will introduce our newly elected chairman from the 16-17 school year. He was elected by his peers for the chairmanship and will serve as the student representative to Hamilton County.
Good evening, Superintendent Kelly, Chairman Welch, and members of the board. This is DeAndre Anderson, the newly elected Student Advisory Council President and Student Representative on the Hamilton County Board of Education. DeAndre is an upcoming senior at Central High School, go Pounders, where he is involved in JROTC, student government, FCA, and peer mediation. DeAndre is also a member of the football team and the track team. Despite the fact that he is so involved in school, DeAndre dedicates time to being a student voice as an intern at Unify Ed and actively taking part in assisting Chattanooga 2.0. In addition to all of this, DeAndre is very active in his church, the Church of the Highlands. While being very committed to the community, he maintains a position as a shift leader at Chick-fil-A. DeAndre credits Hamilton County with his love for education, and he hopes to pursue a career in political science and communications. More importantly, DeAndre is a great friend to anyone who needs one, which on many days was me. As you get to know DeAndre through serving on the school board, you will see that his desire is to be a positive voice to promote equality in education in all Hamilton County schools.
I look forward to sitting right there with you guys.
Thanks to both of you.
All right. Next, we have a recognition of our Department of Education essay contest, and Miss Becky Coleman is going to present this.
Good evening, Dr. Kelly, Chairman Dr. Welch, members of the board. I have the great pleasure tonight to recognize a special student from Allen Elementary. Ella Nottis is a fourth grade student, and tonight we'd like to honor her for being the recipient of the Inspiration to Read Award, that is by the Tennessee Department of Education. And with her tonight, she brings her family, her parents, as well as her sisters, and also her teacher, Miss Tracy Russell. Ella wrote an essay about Miss Russell, and as a result, won a pretty big prize for not only herself, but her teacher as well. Dr. Sharon Harper from the Southeastern Core Office of the State Department was supposed to be here tonight, but she is ill. She probably has what I have. But so instead, to tell you a little bit about the award, we have the assistant principal of Allen Elementary, Ms. Susan Rogers, to tell you a little bit about that award.
Just one quick correction. Thank you for having us here tonight. Ella is a second grade student and quite a great writer. She also won a poetry contest this year. I'm sharing comments from Ms. Harper. She texted them to me about 5 minutes ago, so pardon me that I'm reading. She wanted me to let you know that the State Department has received a lot of mail about incredible teachers across the state, and this year for the contest they received over 3,000 essays and videos from students across the state sharing how their teachers have inspired them. They heard a lot of encouraging stories about that really stood out, but it was actually one of our students at Allen, about one of our teachers, that caught their eye the most. And she wants, we are going to share the video that Ella submitted to the State Department about Ms. Russell.
The teacher that inspires me is our librarian, Ms. Russell. She tells me that the more you read, the more adventures you'll have. And every time I think it's a bad time to read, Ms. Russell tells me to bring a book everywhere and you won't be scared. She helps me with a lot of certain topics. Like when I want a book about Martin Luther King Jr., she gets me one about every hero. I bring books everywhere, at the store, restaurant, school, trips, well, almost anywhere. The only place I don't bring is the restroom, especially a library book. And when I wanted to run away, I didn't pack clothes. I packed all my books, Kelsey, my doll, and a jump rope. And I said, all I need is knowledge. In the future, I want to be an author, and I hope she will read one of my books. She encourages me in the future and the past. In the past, she encouraged me to read, and read. And that's all I do. Read.
So as you can see, Ella is an exceptional student, and we are very proud of her. And she's honoring Ms. Russell, our librarian. And Mrs. Harper wanted to say to Mrs. Russell that we know that the librarians are the heart of the school, and that we're thrilled that we could celebrate the impact that you are having on our students every day. And thank you for your dedication to students and teachers and fostering a love of reading here at Allen, at our school. Ella won, because it's never too early to start thinking about college, Ella won a $400 college scholarship for winning this essay contest, and Mrs. Russell got a $400 check as well to use for her things at school. So we were really very proud and very excited to have this recognition for such a great student, and we hope to continue to have
see what she does. She's already 2 for 2 this year.
Come around so we can show. Miss Russell too. Next, we have Mr. Lance Myhan.
Good evening, Chairman Welch, members of the board, and Superintendent Kelly. I am Dr. Lance Myhan, a member of the Hamilton County Education Association Board of Directors and a dedicated Hamilton County teacher for 16 years. I join you today as one of the 3,000-plus teachers who serve over 42,000 Hamilton County students and would like to thank you for the unanimous yes vote on May 19th, which will provide a 2% pay increase for teachers. This vote is a testament of your support for the work of Hamilton County teachers. The activities teachers put into serving students goes beyond the regular school day. Preparing engaging lessons which align with state standards, evaluating student progress, communicating with parents, staying up to date with new technology, participating in professional development, attending school events to support their students, and much more. Teachers are devoted to their students and want them to be successful. Because when your students are successful, you as a teacher are successful. I want to express my personal gratitude to each of you for acknowledging the work that is being done to educate the children of Hamilton County. I believe, personally and professionally, we are doing a fantastic job with the resources we have and the students we serve. Media has reported that 3rd through 8th grade math is a highlight for our system. We beat the state average and did better than Knox, Shelby, and Davidson. So if you put faith in the state report card, we are beating the norm. The second item on the state report card is 3rd through 8th grade reading. And according to that state report for our system, 55% are not reading on grade level. And I agree that number is not acceptable, but when you compare our performance to the rest of the state, your feelings on our performance may change. In that one category, we are beating 2 out of 3 other major educational systems in our state. We have more advanced and proficient students than Davidson and Shelby. Knox does have higher scores in this category, and we have higher percentage of kids on free and reduced lunch than Knox County. So that may be a factor in the scores. The percentage of kids in private schools here is double the national average. Many of our best students are not included in our test scores, not to mention the amount of wealth that leaves our public schools here and the amount of parental involvement that is invested in the private school instead of the public school. And that doesn't take into account how underfunded we are as a district and a state. We rank only above Mississippi in funding, but we score in the low 30s on NAEP. And for those who are not familiar, NAEP is the National Assessment of Educational Progress. So just to be clear, that is a comparison of the 50 states plus the District of Columbia. So we're at the bottom in many funding categories, but we're in the low 30s in many categories that measure achievement. So I believe, personally and professionally, we're doing a fantastic job. Soon you will receive a copy of the Memorandum of Understanding, an agreement which was reached over a period of 18 months through the work of 7 teachers and 7 representatives selected by this board. When you receive the Memorandum of Understanding, I urge you to read it thoroughly, make notes, and ask questions. During your meeting on July 21st, you will have the opportunity to ratify the document. I urge you to do so with another unanimous yes vote of approval. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm sure Dr. Kelly can explain a whole lot about the scores if you are really interested.
Next on our agenda is our consent agenda. Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I move that we approve.
Second it.
We have a motion by Mr. Ricks and a second by Mrs. Horn to approve the consent agenda. There's no discussion. Roll call. Ms. Ford?
Mr. Galloway?
Yes.
Dr. Highlander?
Yes.
Ms. Horn?
Yes.
Dr. Martin?
Yes.
Ms. Mosley?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Testerman?
Yes.
Ms. Thurman?
Yes.
Chairman Welch?
Yes. Next, we have our administrative matters. Dr. McDade.
Thank you, Chairman Welch.
Policies 1.108 on nepotism. It's a revision, and it is a second reading. It will require a vote.
I move that we approve.
Second.
A motion by Dr. Martin, a second by Dr. Highlander to approve. We have discussion. Roll call, Ms. Ford.
Mr. Galloway?
Yes.
Dr. Highlander?
Yes.
Ms. Horn?
Yes.
Dr. Martin?
Yes.
Ms. Mosley?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Testerman?
Yes.
Ms. Thurman?
Yes.
Chairman Welch?
Yes. Dr. McDade?
Yes, sir. Next board policy is 5.20. It's on non-renewal, and these changes are being made to reflect the changes in state law. It is a second reading and does require a vote.
We have a motion.
I make a motion that we approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Dr. Martin, a second by Mr. Galloway. Discussion. Roll call, Ms. Ford.
Mr. Galloway?
Yes.
Dr. Highlander?
Yes.
Ms. Horn?
Yes.
Dr. Martin?
Yes.
Ms. Mosley?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Testerman?
Yes.
Ms. Thurman?
Yes.
Chairman Welch?
Yes. Dr. McDade?
Thank you, Chairman Welch. Next board policy is on sick leave payout. It's a revision that was agreed to in negotiations. It is 5.302, and it does require a vote.
Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Galloway, a second by Ms. Horn. Discussion?
What are the, just in a nutshell, could you remind us of the changes in that?
Yes, sir. If you choose to retire before February the 1st, the payout goes from $30 to $40. That's the only change. The other one remains the same at $20.
And that is in line with state law, so that should make us and should help us in getting help our people in getting some good teachers earlier in the year, which I'm all for it.
That is the hope.
Roll call, Ms. Ford.
Mr. Galloway?
Yes.
Dr. Highlander?
Yes.
Ms. Horn?
Yes.
Dr. Martin?
Yes.
Ms. Mosley?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Testerman?
Yes.
Ms. Thurman?
Yes.
Chairman Welch?
Yes. Dr. McDade?
Your last board policy revision is 6.701 on solicitation and fundraising. It is a second reading and does require a vote.
Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Galloway, a second by Dr. Martin. Discussion?
Just one clarification. We are going to be able to allow people on these fundraising to make a profit. The key to it is accountability. Is that correct?
Yes.
No more discussion. Roll call, Ms. Ford.
Mr. Galloway?
Yes.
Dr. Highlander?
Yes.
Ms. Horn?
Yes.
Dr. Martin?
Yes.
Ms. Mosley?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Testerman?
Yes.
Ms. Thurman?
Yes.
Chairman Welch?
Yes. Next is our community eligibility provision. With Dr. McDade?
Thank you, Chairman Welch. Before you, you have the new community eligibility provisions for school nutrition for the program for the year of 2016-2017. This was discussed at the work session. I do recommend approval at this time.
Do we have a motion?
I move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Galloway, a second by Dr. Highlander. Discussion? Ms. Thurman?
Yes, as we discussed at the work session, there are four schools in my district that have been affected by this, schools that were on this CEP last year that are not on there this year, being Allen Elementary, North Hamilton County, Sequoia, and Soddy Daisy Middle. So I will be voting against this, the same reason I voted against it the first time. I think this pits parents against each other. We have some parents at some schools that they get free breakfast and free lunch that are making $150,000, $200,000 a year, and some at other schools that are making $30,000 and $40,000 that are not. That are above the threshold of getting free and reduced lunch, or just maybe just too proud to apply for free and reduced lunch. I don't like programs like this that we start, because if the government giveth, the government can taketh away, and it may be that we're affected even more than this later. And like I say, I just do not like pitting one school against another, one set of parents against another that work in even the same office. I have a case where one person's boss's child is in a school that's getting free breakfast and free lunch, and she works for him and makes about a third of his salary, and she's having to pay for her child's lunch. So we're just pitting some of our students against each other and some of the parents, and it's just not fair, and so I will be voting against it.
Dr. Martin?
Yeah, I too will be voting against it, because I just think it's wrong for the federal government and for government to be providing free meals for people that don't need them. One thing that people need to understand about this program, whether we have it or not, is every child that needs a free meal on the free and reduced program is going to get that free meal regardless whether we have this program or not. Like I said last week, and the reason I want to be voting against it today, because not everybody was here last week, I don't believe that someone living in a $250,000 house with a $100,000 salary needs the government, local, state, or federal, providing them a free meal. And I just don't think that's the best use of taxpayers' money. And I don't think that without this program that anybody that's in genuine need is going to miss out, because they're still going to get that assistance that they need and we compassionately want them to have. This is just not the role of government, in my opinion. And that's the reason I'll be voting against it as well.
Mr. Ricks?
Well, I understand both those that said they're going to vote against it, but, of course, you know, I'm a vote for it. I don't think there's anything wrong with feeding our kids. And I think if we want to talk about what the use of some funds, maybe we might need to take some of the money from the sale of the school and pay for the program for those schools that don't have it. Put our money where it needs to be. And I think we need to feed all kids. No one should go hungry. And I too think that, you have people that can pay for meals, but let's make that part of education. We provide the free meals to all of our students. So I will support this. It's going to definitely help in my district. Thank you.
Ms. Thurman?
I guess my question is, were our kids going hungry before this program? No, they weren't. We were just talking about keeping it like it was. Nobody's don't need to go not feeding children. That is not what the reason we're voting against is, because we don't think children should go hungry. We just think that we should still live by the plan that we had that worked for years, that you could apply for free and reduced lunch and get it based on your income, not based on where you live and the school you go to, but on your income. It's just blatantly unfair. Like I say, we're not wanting anyone to go hungry. So you can still apply for free and reduced lunch and get it. We're not wanting anyone to go hungry. So that's just not the purpose of voting against this. And to take money, one-time money for reoccurring expenses, will get you in so much trouble that we have done that many times on the school board, and that's certainly not the answer.
And my statement wasn't slighted at anyone to say that they was purposely letting do anything, so don't get the wrong feeling about what I stated. If you feel that way, then ain't nothing I can do about it, but my statement wasn't meant to say that you was voting or anyone else was voting against it because people would go hungry. That's not what my statement meant.
I have a comment.
Ms. Horn?
Lee, last week you said that there was equipment that was purchased with this program. Can you give us an estimation of how many dollars were spent on equipment that we could not afford to spend? Ms. Childs?
I'll let Ms. Childs answer that question. You'll have to get it on the microphone tape.
I don't think that figure came up last week, but that might be important too.
Roughly, it's about $1,500,000 or more.
In equipment?
Yes, equipment for the past 2 years. In the past, the year before we, leading up to the year before we got CEP, we were able to spend $111,000. I mean, we were that tight on our budget because we do have to
raise the dollars we use to run our program. And so we saw a tremendous jump. We fed, in 2 years, we provided 500,000 more meals at lunchtime alone. And sadly, yes, people who can afford meals should pay for them. Sadly, we saw kids go hungry, even in a very affluent community. The kids were eating orange peels and banana peels, and parents had money. But that doesn't mean they provide for their children. And so what we've seen from this is an equality. It increased even the kids who got free meals or would have been eligible and weren't eating. What we saw with CEP was an increase then of even those students, because for once, no one, they had no fear that anyone in that school could ever know that they didn't have money, because everybody got to eat the same. You know, I guess I look at it and I realize that the government spends a lot of money on different things, and I cannot think of any more appropriate way to spend money except on our kids.
Thank you.
And there's no cost to this district. It would cost around $4 million, was our last estimate 2 years ago, to add on all the students that would have to come from sources other than school nutrition.
Thank you, Ms. Childs. I'm not comfortable with this program because it's changed, but the number she just gave with $15 million in equipment that I'm assuming is 1.5. Okay, 1.5, but that's going to benefit, I think, schools that are both in the program and not. Roll call, Ms. Ford.
Mr. Galloway.
Yes.
Dr. Highlander.
Yes.
Ms. Horn.
Yes.
Dr. Martin.
No.
Ms. Mosley.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Yes.
Mr. Testerman.
Yes.
Ms. Thurman.
No.
Chairman Welch.
Yes. Last Mechatronics Academy MOU update. Dr. McDade.
I have before you the revised Mechatronics MOU. We just had the press conference today over at Volkswagen with all 26 students there. I think this is going to be a win-win for Hamilton County Schools, Volkswagen, and Chattanooga State. At this time, I do recommend approval.
Move to approve.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Testerman, a second by Ms. Horn. Discussion? Discussion. Roll call, Ms. Ford.
Mr. Galloway.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ms. Horn had a question.
I don't need to sit near you anymore. I attended that presentation today, and I was absolutely blown away by what they're doing over there with our kids. And I'm proud to say that 13 of those 26 were from East Hamilton, and three other surrounding schools made up that group of kids. And the parents were so proud, and I think the kids are really going to benefit greatly from the program.
I think.
Dr. Highlander.
I agree, Ms. Horn. I think it's going to be a wonderful program. I think we need a whole lot more. And although I'm on the same side of the river, I agree with something Ms. Thurman said in the work session. We need something similar on the other side of the river. We need to take all of our kids, and we need a whole lot more vocational education. We need to go back away from that one track and go to a dual track to meet the needs of all of our kids. Thank you, Dr. McDade, for all your work in putting this together.
Just one more comment. Lee, how long did you say it took to get this together? Somebody said a couple of months, Lee.
It really took about 3 years. And Mr. Cowan's the one that spearheaded it, David Cowan. He is...
Is he here? David?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he left.
He knew we were going to talk about him, so he left. It has been a work in progress that to get Volkswagen and Chattanooga State and us all on the same page, and I'm glad it's worked out, and look forward to the benefits we're going to see from the program.
Mr. Ricks.
Dr. McDade, this program will be expanding how quick?
We'll have Vocker opening up next year, and Vocker's okay. Going to be on the bus line
for
Carter, because it'll be at Chattanooga State, so we'll be able to open it up to a larger student population.
No further discussion. Roll call, Ms. Ford.
Mr. Galloway.
Yes.
Dr. Highlander.
Yes.
Ms. Horn.
Yes.
Dr. Martin.
Yes.
Ms. Mosley.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Yes.
Mr. Testerman.
Yes.
Ms. Thurman.
Yes.
Chairman Welch.
Yes. Our next meeting will be our work session on Thursday, July the 14th at 5 o'clock in this boardroom. Any other announcements?
Ms. Thurman? I have a huge announcement. There is now equipment on campus at Daisy Elementary. We are getting the entrance to Daisy Elementary. That's the biggest news I can think of today.
That's the Rhonda Thurman Parkway, right?
That's right. Absolutely. I don't care what you call it. I'm just glad it's there. And it's hopefully it'll be finished by the beginning of next school year. But I am elated.
Ms. Mosley?
I just wanted to invite everyone out on next Wednesday, June 22nd at 6 p.m. Brainerd High School will be having their second summer graduation for the students that had some trying times within the school year. They weren't able to graduate in May. But they will be graduating June 22nd at 6 p.m. at the Salvation Army across the street from Brainerd High School. They partner with them a lot, and they allow them to use that school for graduation.
Dr. Kelly.
School board members, you have before you a newsletter. We're going to be passing this out or sending it out to you electronically each week. During the summer months, we'll send it out on Thursday. Once when school starts, we'll send these out on Fridays, but it's a weekly update.
No further. We stand adjourned.